Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays and right here on 104.1 The Truth for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome back to our final segment here on Circles of Change, beginning our third season on Live Talk Radio and Webstream. So it's a real pleasure for me to welcome a colleague of mine, Sarah Weinstein from Medical Cash Management Solutions in New York. Welcome on the line, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. It's great to be with you here.
You bet. Well, great. Let me give a brief intro. Sarah's founder and president of Medical Cash Management and has over 25 years of treasury, finance, and management experience in the healthcare industry. Sarah spent the past 4 years utilizing her extensive cash management skills to establish a real best-in-class methods, whereby she's helping medical organizations improve the efficiencies of their billing and cash collection process, and at the same time, training a professional staff in her methods and ideas to bring this new business to light. Prior to doing this, Sarah held senior level finance and treasury positions as Latin America treasury manager at Colgate-Palmolive, international finance manager at Pfizer, and corporate loan management officer at Chase Manhattan Bank. She's a graduate of Tulane and earned her master's in business administration at Washington University. And Sarah, as well, is a recipient of a National Hispanic Award and is proficient in several languages. And we know each other personally for a long, long time, collaborating and frankly leaning on one another through the whole motherhood and parenting experience, as well as probably being great wives, right?
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, you'd think, I know your slogan is all about cash is king.
That's right.
And you got to believe, how can businesses lose sight of that? I mean, at the end of the day.
It's an interesting dilemma or problem that they have. And I think it's because we all get focused on different things every day, different problems. Business changes every day, and you lose track of what you're trying to do. And with physicians, at the end of the day, you know, if this was really your calling,
right,
your calling is to make people feel better,
mm-hmm,
make people, find healing. I don't think they go into this profession thinking that they're going to have to invest in technology to be able to earn their living by turning into cash these receivables from these assignments of insurances that they're getting from their patients.
Because I bet you when the choice came of taking an elective, they weren't going to sign up for accounting, for
right,
heaven's sakes. You know, no, they're going to go take another level of human physiology.
Exactly.
And by the way, it isn't just physicians. Physicians, though, I do the same thing with my own engineering background. But,
exactly.
But I think you're right. The physicians, and then obviously in the years you've been affiliated in this field, the whole complexity of the U.S. healthcare system and Medicare, Medicaid, and insurance companies, you know, you have landed a business in a real sweet spot.
Yeah, and you know what, for good or bad or whatever, but all the skills and all the learnings that I've had in my career and even in my personal life have really come together in terms of trying to make these offices and these entrepreneurs have a more efficient process. It all has come together.
Well, talk to us about the team you've assembled and what it would look like for someone who'd like to become, you know, a client of Medical Cash Management Solutions, Sarah.
Well, sure, I'll be happy to. The team is a great team of people that have the same thoughts and process that I have. That at the end of the day, there is a goal. These doctors have spent their time and their energy trying to provide the best type of service that they can provide their patients. And at the end of the day, it's our role to defend them from any tactics, errors, or mistakes that may be made along the process of turning this service into cash.
Yes, very good.
And that's really what I believe in, that we're providing. It is our job to maintain ourselves current in terms of technology, to always look to, I always say to my employees, we always have to look from A to Z. You do something, you know, it's a process. It goes from A to Z. If you do it as well as you can, the minute you touch that, the minute your involvement starts, you're going to get it right. And that's the real goal of being efficient managing these receivables. You have to get it right as early in the process as you can.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about errors in coding or things that will delay turning that into cash, because at the end it's time that you have lost and time that you have spent your own money financing your business because that cash didn't come at the appropriate time.
Well, and I'm certain almost all of our listeners at some point in time have gotten their printout from the insurance company that says what is going to be paid for and what's not. And you look at it and say, wait a minute, I didn't have that operation. Or if you look deeper, why did they call the test this versus that? And, you know, you're talking about human error that gets involved. That, and I can see your point, this whole A to Z.
And complexity. You know, half of the, I don't know, who would get an explanation of benefits and from the get-go know what they're talking about?
That's true.
You know, it's a document that a lot of people, everybody receives. And when you look at it, you have to, you know, step back and try to understand what they're doing. Many times you go to a doctor's office and the weight of a visit or a procedure is coded. You know, you don't have the expertise, so you don't know what went on that that led to that that office visit be coded that way. And you have to, as a consumer, you have to be vigilant too, because there are things that may go into an office visit that you had, a diagnosis, that may have impact in your ability to secure insurance in the future.
Yes.
So you always have to be vigilant. And I think the part that I enjoy the most about my job is when I have to talk to a patient about what an explanation of benefit means to them and why are we saying that there's a balance, a coinsurance, or copay. I love speaking with my elderly patients. You know, I many times I feel like I'm speaking to my mom and I'm trying to explain to them how their benefits our impact, what they have to pay at the end, or how a visit to the doctor was processed by their insurance.
Well, now this is interesting because I was under the assumption that your firm was actually there to serve the doctors and their whole entire infrastructure. But your example here is that you are also consulting and offering support and advice to consumers.
Definitely, because at the end of the day, what you do is you try to convert these receivables into cash.
Right.
So your first fight or your first involvement is with insurance companies. But at the end, there may be a residual balance of that receivable that has to come from the patient.
True, true.
Because of copay, because of coinsurance, because of deductibles.
I see. So softening that blow and letting them understand what
right.
their role is in helping close
right.
that business gap. Very well said.
And many times what you do is you have to educate them, because, and if you educate them, they will appreciate it and they will happily pay. You know, many times people ignore these statements that come from doctors because they don't know what they mean. They don't know why they're charging them. They haven't received anything from their insurance, so they're suspicious of what they're charging them. And if a person comes in and explains to them and gives them the facts and gives them a decent explanation, they readily pay. In many instances, there are others that will fight you, but in many cases, they readily pay because they have received a professional explanation exactly, yeah. and a valid explanation.
Exactly, and one that isn't as complicated as trying to read the stacks and stacks of literature that comes to us that seems to have all the fine print and the disclaimers.
Right, and then think about the patients that have major procedures, that spend time in the hospital, and then they come home to a pile of claims that they have to address. Think of situations like that. So you have to be able to speak to different audiences. You have to be able to be willing to spend the time with the patient as well as spend the time with the doctor, educating him about the latest edit that an insurance company added that is impacting his receivables, or some other way that Medicare has instituted. Now they have eliminated certain codes. Well, now you have to code differently when a patient comes into your practice.
That's right.
So all that continuously changes, and it always amazes me, especially from my background of corporate, that these individuals, these physician offices, have had to deal with such business, process, technology as individuals.
Exactly.
They haven't had to make an investment.
Right, exactly. Well, just a reminder for our listeners, we're speaking with Sarah Weinstein, who's president and founder of Medical Cash Management Solutions, and she's working within this challenging healthcare environment. Sarah, was there a significant emotional or otherwise event that took you down this path? Because one would look at your corporate background, it looks like you were on a track to become a CFO in a global, consumer products or, pharma-related company, and now here you find yourself inserted in a different place. How did this happen?
Well, it happened over a period of time. And it's great to hear talks like your. I've been listening to your show and the past interview that you had and the one prior. It was very relevant to me in terms of, sometimes you are family, your loved ones, your needs take you to different paths. And that was the case with me. I was having a horrible time being able to delegate the care of my children and managing a career that I was loving.
Yes.
And it came to a point that the two were constantly crossing each other. And I had to take a step back and look at what other things I could do with my skills. So that it would allow me to spend more time with my children, who at that time needed me most.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to a family friend, and she happened to have a change in her office. She was a physician, and her office manager was leaving, and she said, "Hi, Sarah, why don't you come? Spend some time with us. If you hate it, you leave it. But if not, maybe between your Spanish and all these skills that you have, you may be able to make something out of this." And I was always attracted to medical practices. I don't know why, but I always, as I took my children, I kind of, said, well, it's an environment that I definitely feel comfortable in. So I kind of left my ego out the door and said, well, awesome. You know what? This is a new opportunity. I love learning new things. Let me see what I find. And I went to her office, and I found the people to be so generous in terms of teaching me the business. And then I had an opportunity of participating in a webinar. I was looking, and trying to dig more in terms of what this was all about. And a big carrier, a big company, was having a webinar on how to turn your offices paperless. At that time, they were trying to get physicians to turn paperless because it was going to be to their advantage. And they were trying to train people in the offices on how to go about that. And they started talking in the webinar about electronic remittance advices and electronic fund transfers.
I can see where this is going. That goes right back to, yeah, you've been doing that all over the world. Yeah.
I kept getting more excited and more excited as I was, you know, listening in my computer to this webinar and participating and asking questions. And I was like, oh, my God, This is it. They're trying to do in this industry with all these physicians and all the individuals what we were trying to work out at my prior company with all the international subsidiaries in trying to get these flows and communication between the subsidiary and the parent company and moving these flows as efficiently as possible. And using electronic means of communicating and sending information through the computers, that's exactly what they're talking about. So this is my cup of tea. This is me.
Well, I think the other piece of it, knowing you as well as I do on a personal level too, is if I ever had a problem, I knew who to call. And you are the consummate problem solver.
You know what? It's something that you don't realize going through life, but then one day you start looking at how am I going to name my company, and you start seeing what life has given you and how you have approached life, and that's constantly what comes to mind when I approach problems, when people come to me, I always think of, well, there has to be a better way.
Exactly. And you're not going to let it rest until you find the better way.
Exactly. And sometimes it drives people nuts because they say to me, oh, Sarah, you know, sometimes they're looking for somebody to more commensurate with them as opposed to say, well, no. Why don't you look at it this way and get excited about this and maybe we can do this? And it happens. And I think that when I look back, that's really how I have approached my life.
That's exactly. In fact, we would say here on our show that you were motivated and that's how you're wired. You fundamentally bring those capabilities forward.
Right.
Well, Sarah, you've been in business now, medical cash management, for several years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
right.
What would you say has been your biggest aha or surprise? You know, the old, oh, if I'd only known this when?
You know what? I think it's been trying every time I get involved with a practice. I always there is something interesting that happens in me too. I always think that what I do has no magic to it. Mm-hmm. You know, that anybody could do it, but many times when I go into a practice, they're having problems with their receivables, they're getting out of hand, something is not happening, and what they really need is for somebody to come in that understands A to Z and start through metrics and all these things that I have developed for my business, start saying, okay, well, let's fix this pothole here and everything starts running smoothly, and we fix this pothole here and everything starts. And what I love to see is when things start working really much better than before, it's contagious. Then people start relaxing.
And then they probably, on their own, then they can start seeing some of the lunacy that they'd otherwise been stuck in, too.
Right. And you know what? Many times I do believe this. I do believe that people want to do a good job.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
You know, nobody wants to do a lousy job. Everybody wants to do a good job. But sometimes they don't have the ability or the time to see where the error is being made or how to fix it. And when somebody helps them and then they see and they feel pride on what they're doing, and everybody starts feeling like,
okay, we're getting out of this, we're running better, then the juices start flowing and the doctor may be thinking, well, maybe this is the time that we start thinking about doing this. We, you know, maybe, you know, for an optical store, well, maybe this is the time that I'm going to look at that store in that other location and see if I can acquire it and merge it with what I have. And I love that. Because that's what they should be doing the first time.
That's exactly right. But making sure they've got the rails in the right place to run on it first.
Right.
Well,
right.
Sarah, I thought some of the biggest advice, best advice you'd given me, because you and I were kind of starting our own businesses at the same time, is to think in terms of Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C.
Right.
And I share some wisdom on that, those steps you've gone through.
Well, you know what? I think we all have to think big. But then we have to have our pockets. I call them my pockets, my folders, you know, just my ideas. I believe that you should dream. If you're dreaming of opening a business or a coffee place or whatever, you have to dream what it's going to look like, what it's going to smell like, what it's going to feel like to go in there, and have a picture in your head. Because that's your goal. Your goal is that you have this idea in your head and you're going to go for it. The other thing is that it helps me to have my short-term goals, my medium-term goals, and then my long-term that are going to give me that vision that I have of my business. And I've always kept my folders, and I'm not kidding you. I have my three folders of, you know, when I get an idea or when I see something that I would like to invest in, but this is not the right time because I'm conscious of my own cash for my business. You have to have your three pockets of things that you know you can do immediately and the things that you want to touch on eventually, and you keep on reviewing those folders and seeing what were you thinking 6 months ago and what were you dreaming about and how does it fit and do they need to be switched around. Maybe you do that medium term a little bit more on the short term, or more maybe you need to push it aside. But I think it helps you in terms of always revaluing. You know, we talk about the A to Z. Well, you always have to be asking yourself, where am I going and how am I doing? And what do I need to change and what do I need to put in now? Because if I don't put it now, I'm not going to get there.
And exactly. And I think your words of advice, of course, relate to people starting their own business as well as all of us managing our own careers, regardless of what age or stage we're in, right?
Even managing our children.
Now that's a whole nother show, Sarah, so we're going to go there. Well, it's been a real pleasure today for me to host Sarah Weinstein, who's founder and president of Medical Cash Management Solutions. You can learn about her company by going to www.mcmsllc.net. And Sarah, thank you so much for dedicating some time and joining us here today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Sarah.
You bet. We'll be in touch. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I would say without a whole lot of planning, but with natural evolution, we certainly got our segments here to segue nicely on our celebration here, our beginning of my third show on radio. So as I mentioned, by the way, at the beginning of the show, this is our third season. And with that milestone, I have to say we've traded up with the help of the team here at 104.1, led by none other than Shannon Blake and the roster of general financial sponsors who've made this all possible. So I hope today you'll consider giving them some of your business as a thank you for their support of our endeavors. And let me add to that, the team from Loft Lopez, the retirement income specialist, who, by the way, helped Ted and I dodge the market slide this week and save considerable money. I'd also thank for new palm trees that got rescued by Greg Truby from Rain Chaser Landscaping for us, and Abbott Taylor Jewelers on Grant near Tanca Verde is getting geared up for, of course, the Gem and Mineral Show coming here to Tucson this month. Referral Tree, our new sponsor. Remember, this is about business-to-business support and connecting different individuals to experts and relying on their advice to us. Natural Awakenings Magazine this month, by the way, I've got a new article posted about being an uncommon leader on page 16. You can find that around Tucson for free or a digital version at Natural Awakenings Tucson. And enjoy getting out and supporting some of our local businesses, the Mama Llamas Gourmet Empanadas, Certino's Cafe, and Raspberry Frozen Yogurt, and then to our comment here about releasing stress and changing your energy, how about BYOM yoga? So in addition to our web presence, as I've mentioned today, Circles of Change is now mobile. You can opt in by sending the text message of Dr. Zahra, D-R-Z-A-R-A, to mailbox 69852. And this will give you the opportunity to receive brief messages, and you'll be able to download free of charge the weekly 4 20-minute podcast segments from each of our shows through iTunes. And by the way, if your organization or one you know would like to partner with us here on Circles of Change, we're always looking to add additional sponsors to support this powerful and positive mission. And as well, I'm always on patrol for interesting and intriguing guests. So use my mailbox there, change@thelarsongroup.com. That's Larson with an E. We have very competitive advertising packages. And also for our sponsors, the opportunity to come on in a dedicated segment. Back to then, my firm, the Larson Group, and this show, we're committed to helping you see and take full credit of the experience circles you've enjoyed in your life. You can visit www.thelarsongroup.com or call me locally at 733-5758 or toll-free. It's the same number we use here at the station, 877-544-2580, to learn about our services that span from coaching college students all the way to those that are displaced in their career, wanting to make the more of it, or even those of you looking for that Act Two, I call it, shifting from success to significance. So live your life this year, please, with full intention and not trying to live up to or make resolutions, I call it. This is about our working from inside out, openly grappling with and learning from what needs to change. And I would add our then idea of trading up and focusing on the and in our lives and avoid that tyranny of the or, which could drive black and white decisions without blending and balancing instead. So with that, I wish you the confidence to choose and shape your own path by walking on it, and Circles of Change will be right here to help you and help you help others along the way. Have a safe balance of the weekend. Stay tuned now for computer genius extraordinaire Mike Swanson, the computer guru. And being a native of Indianapolis, I can't help but sneak in a go get 'em Colts for Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow. Thanks again for joining us on 104.1 Tucson News Talk FM, and keep on your Circle of Change. Change is chaotic, that is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.